Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 through 21. The Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God? To walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord, which I am commanding you today for your good. Behold, to the Lord your God belong heaven and the heaven of heavens, the earth with all that is in it. Yet the Lord set his heart in love on your fathers, and chose their offspring after them, you above all peoples, as you are this day. Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart, and be no longer stubborn. For the Lord your God is God of God and Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, who is not partial and takes no bribe. He executes justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the sojourner, giving him food and clothing. Love the sojourner, therefore, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve him and hold fast to him, and by his name you shall swear. He is your praise. He is your God, who has done for you these great and terrifying things that your eyes have seen. Your fathers went down to Egypt 70 persons, and now the Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
To my kind and dear mistress of the house, Luther's Catherine von Bora, a preacher, a brewer, a gardener, and whatever else she's capable of doing. Grace and peace, dear Katie. So Luther wrote to his wife on July 28th, 1545, the last year of his life, and he was grumpy. He was seriously grumpy and very disappointed with Wittenberg. He was particularly unhappy with the way they were dancing nowadays. He said, "I would like to arrange matters," he tells Katie, "in such a way that I do not have to return to Wittenberg. My heart has become cold so that I do not like to be there any longer. I wish you would sell the garden and field, house and all. Also, I would like to return the big house to my most gracious Lord." That's Luther's monastery house, which had been given him by the Duke. "I'll be there in a couple of days. It would be best for you to move to Zelsdorf," which was a farm they had. He was particularly upset with the morals in Wittenberg and the coldness toward the gospel. And he didn't like a particular dance where the women were stepping forward and lifting their dress front and back. And besides prostitution and other problems that persisted, real problems. And I read this to you because a lot of times we think, oh, I wish it were like it was in the Reformation when everybody's ears were open to the gospel. Or I wish it were this time or that time in the church. Dr. Walther thought things were so bad religiously and morally in the town of St. Louis in the 1840s, that the imminent return of Christ was upon us. In fact, every Christian in history has thought the same thing, every serious Christian. And we can see this right in our text. Moses goes up the mountain after leading these people through the Red Sea in safety, leading them in the wilderness. They complained at numerous places. He comes down from the mountain with the tablets that the Lord God had written on himself with the Ten Commandments. And what are they doing? They're worshiping a golden calf. It's like, how long have I been gone, folks? And Aaron is leading the party, the high priest. Moses preaches in Deuteronomy about all of this happening. And he says, basically, if you are the Lord's, worship him and don't live like swine. Jesus, of course, picks up the greatest commandment from this passage and others in Deuteronomy and elsewhere. The rich lawyer comes to him, or the lawyer comes to him and says, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and your neighbor as yourself. That's the whole of it. In one case, the man says, I've done all this. What else is there to do? Or in another case where the text says in Luke, the man was trying to justify himself. He says, who's my neighbor? In both cases, they should have dropped on their knees and said, who in the world could possibly do this? Nobody. And if you think you can fear, love, and trust God above all things, then you are really a stellar Christian indeed. Well, you're not a Christian at all, actually. Because Christ comes only for sinners. And love your neighbor as yourself. Keep the whole Ten Commandments in heart, mind, body. Come on. Who are you trying to kid? Even when your hands and feet do the right thing, your mind is in the gutter, thinking the wrong thing. So it is. Moses recounts how when these bad things happen, he got on his face. The text says, Moses says, I prostrated myself before the Lord 40 days. Moses is the giver of the law, to be sure, but he is the great intercessor for God's people. For 40 days he fasts and lies face down on the ground praying for his people. And he prays that the Lord would remember his great acts, the Lord would remember his mercy, and save and forgive his people, that the Lord would act. And so the Lord does so. My dear friends, we have a great intercessor. St. Paul calls Jesus our intercessor. He is our advocate with the Father. His great intercession was made from a cross. Forgive them, Lord, they know not what they do. His promise is made from a cross. It is finished. It's all finished. Christ is the only one who could love God with heart, soul, and mind, and neighbor as self. And he did it. Death came by the disobedience of one man, Paul says in Romans 5. Life comes by the obedience of one man. Your life comes by his obedience. You are his people. Don't be discouraged when you see things in the church that are troubling, difficult, moral failings. Doctrine is heaven, life is earth, Luther says. These ears, that's probably why this beard has gone gray. There's virtually nothing these ears haven't heard. There are no surprises. Just when things happen in the church and we fail, I simply say, Lord have mercy. How easily that could have been me. We are beggars. Something else Luther would say. The last written words within a year of the letter to Katie. We are beggars. This is true. And we have the great Moses, Jesus, interceding for us, poor sinners. And he will sustain his church, come what may. Come what may. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.